In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. The writer of the letter to James says it quite plainly. Faith without works is dead. Period. Well, you might say, hold on a minute. What about Martin Luther? What about the Reformation? What about that great Protestant statement, we are saved by grace through faith? Yes, it is another paradox. There are so many paradoxes in Christianity and in the Anglican Episcopal tradition. I believe that we can hold both of these statements in tension and hold them both as true. Faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. And we are saved by grace through faith. It may take a little explanation to see how we can do this. We need to define our terms. It may be self-evident, but it's important to look at what we mean when we use the word faith. If we look back through the history of Christianity, as many theologians have done, including Marcus Borg, who wrote this wonderful book, The Heart of Christianity, if we look back at how the church and Christians understood what faith is, it's quite enlightening. Until about the 18th century, until the 1700s, faith was considered to mean many things, several things, all put together. First of all, faith has to do with a relationship with God and Christ and the Holy Spirit. So faith means faithfulness to that relationship that we have with God. It also means trust. Faith means trusting in God. And finally, faith means a way of seeing the world, seeing the way that God would have us see. Seeing the world as good, creation as good, seeing all people as beloved by God, seeing through eyes of faith. So for most of the history of Christianity, the first 1600 plus years, faith was understood as a relationship full of trust, leading to a way of seeing that enables one to more fully participate in the life of God. Now, do you hear what's missing from this definition? I think it's what many people today mean when they use the word faith. We'll get back to that in a minute. But one of the brothers of the Society of St. John the Evangelist, Society of Episcopal Brothers up in Cambridge, wrote recently this definition of faith. He says, faith is not believing that certain claims or statements about God are true. Genuine faith presumes a relationship with God. It implies a radical trust in God, faithfulness in one's relationship with God, and a way of seeing the world as life-giving and nourishing rather than as hostile and threatening. So here he is explaining the major definition of faith in the Christian tradition. Today, though, most, if not probably most people, use the words faith and belief interchangeably, as if they were exactly the same thing. Most people use the word faith, meaning that we believe that certain things are true. And that means that we have faith. But that is a very modern definition of faith. It came to us in the Enlightenment when the focus was on intellectual understanding of everything. And it sort of threw out the baby with the bathwater, the participating in the life of God, the fuller definition of faith. Because if we understand faith as simply what we think, or a set of propositions about God that we believe, that's a very narrow definition of faith. And it's not the definition of faith that Jesus or Paul or the writer of the letter to James would have understood. Over and over in the Gospels, Jesus tells us that faith is not a matter of degree. Faith is not a substance you can measure. Faith just is. Faith is a relationship with the divine, with God. Faith is an orientation towards life. So I'm going to go back to this great Protestant statement, we are saved by grace through faith. This comes to us primarily from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, almost word for word. But listen to what else Paul says in this little part of the letter. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. So even Paul, in this great theological statement, connects faith with works. No, we do not have the power in ourselves to save ourselves. That power is in God alone. And we can't work our way into salvation. However, Paul says that we are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. If we are living in our connection to Christ, our connection to God, then the good works will naturally flow. It's impossible for us to be connected to God and not be changed, at least a little bit at a time. It is impossible for us to have a relationship with God, to trust God, and to see the world through the eyes of faith without also doing some good works. That is what the writer of the letter to James meant when he said, "So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead." To say that we are saved by grace through faith means that grace is given to us by God, and that faith is also a gift from God. It is always offered to us. We can refuse God's gifts, of course, but the offer is always there. So faith begins with God and God's offer of relationship to us. So having faith does not mean that we just have to believe a whole long list of things. Although there are some core beliefs that are central to our tradition, having faith also does not mean that we never have any questions or doubts. Doubt is a part of faith, and our tradition is particularly good at welcoming people's questions. What matters really is where we put our faith, where we put our trust. If we give ourselves to our relationship with God, if we put our trust first in God, if we begin to see the world as God would have us see it, then nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for us except for us to withhold good works. So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Thanks be to God. Amen.